Good morning. Propped up there against my usual three pillows, and reluctantly having just finished a favorite bed book.
That's how Alistair Cook begins his last letter from America. On advice of his doctors, there won't be another. Mr. Cook is 95 years old. He sent 2,869 letters from America across the Atlantic and throughout the world over the BBC World Service. In 1997, he told the Royal Television Society in New York how the feature got started, 1946.
The headman said, "Why don't you talk about the things you talked to me about? American children, chemistry of the New England fall, out west, anything." I said, "Well, it opens quite a field." He said, "Well, we'll set you up for 13 weeks. And if it's a wild success, another 13 weeks. But we're bankrupt. The Treasury has banned all export of sterling to a certain amount. So even if you're the biggest thing that ever happened, at the end of 26 weeks, no more." It was called Letter from America. And of course, what I coyly say now is somehow they forgot.
Part of the joy for U.S. listeners was in hearing a witty and learned visitor, although Mr. Cook became an American citizen, explain features of their own country. Here's a letter from 1951.
The weatherman is another who comes over one network every night. He turns to a great empty map of America. Empty, that is, except for the mountain ranges likely sketched in. He talks about the weather the way some people talk about football and others about murder trials. Of course, he has a continent to play with, and for anybody interested in weather, America is a rich playground. Cattle may be going down for the third time in oceans of snow in Montana, while blondes are frisking in the warm green waters of Florida.
Alistair Cook speaks like a Shakespearean monarch and dresses like a member of the House of Lords, but he's a reporter with a lucid and piercing prose style. He was in the hotel kitchen in Los Angeles when Robert Kennedy was assassinated in June of 1968.
There was suddenly a banging repetition of a sound that I don't know how to describe, not at all like shots, like somebody dropping a rack of trays. Half a dozen of us were startled enough to charge through the door. And it had just happened. There was a head on the floor, streaming blood, and somebody put a Kennedy boater under it, and the blood trickled down like chocolate sauce on an ice cake. There were flashlights by now, and the button eyes of Ethel Kennedy turned to cinders. She was slapping a young man, and he was saying, "Listen, lady, I'm hurt too." And down on the greasy floor was a huddle of clothes, and staring out of it, the face of Bobby Kennedy, like the stone face of a child lying on a cathedral tomb.
22 million people around the world listened to Letter from America. Mr. Cook became almost as large a cultural figure in the United States, hosting an early TV show called Omnibus, and then PBS's Masterpiece Theater, which, of course, inspired the Muppets character, Alistair Cookie. He also wrote several best-selling books. Mr. Cook had already recorded his letter, aired on February 20th, when doctors advised him to make it his last. Maybe it's time for some of us to send Alistair Cook a letter saying, "It was wonderful to hear from you."
"Well, it was very nice to visit with you."